Modern manufacturing, it's a real high wire act, isn't it?
Absolutely. The pressure for agility, for, you know, making decisions based on actual data.
And just trying to get everything coordinated. Our sources, they really point out how tough this is, especially for smaller businesses.
Yeah, those traditional MRP systems,
Yeah.
they often just can't keep up. Too rigid, data's all over the place.
Right, and they end up costing a fortune to maintain.
Exactly.
So, what if there was a system that was actually built to, well, unify all that? We're digging into ODU manufacturing today, and our research presents it less as just software and more like a whole integrated environment. It pulls the shop floor, inventory, quality planning, everything.
Into one place, real time.
Yeah, exactly. One operational core. Okay, let's unpack this. The goal here, our mission for this deep dive, is really to see how ODU changes things, how it gives you that single source of truth.
Eliminating the data lag, the manual
Yeah.
stuff.
Right, getting rid of all that re-entry that just plagues manufacturers. It's about building a real backbone for improvement, for resilience.
And that's the key difference, I think. Legacy systems, they really fight you on flexibility and integration. You often need these huge, costly customizations just to get Department A talking to Department B. ODU's design, its architecture, is built for that connection from the start. It links up all those crucial functions, like inherently, in real time.
And that fundamental design, it unlocks some big advantages, doesn't it? Strategically, you get that end-to-end view, but it's more than just seeing the data, right? What seems really powerful is how ODU lets you do quick scenario planning.
Oh, definitely. Imagine finding out about a potential material shortage.
Yeah.
And within minutes, not days, you can see the ripple effect across production, across your sales commitments. That's huge.
That translates directly into getting products out faster. And it scales too, right? Managing multiple sites from one
Yeah,
system.
precisely. Operationally, it means integrated planning and execution isn't just a concept anymore. It's real.
How so?
Well, the system automates material planning, capacity planning. It keeps orders, demand, lead times all synchronized automatically.
And quality. You mentioned quality earlier.
Right. Instead of just catching failures at the end, ODU lets you build quality checks right into the process, into the workflows.
So you catch problems earlier.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Empowering the teams on the floor to flag issues right then and there, not after the fact.
Which obviously has a big impact financially. Our sources are pretty clear on that. Lower costs because you cut down on waste.
Less overproduction, fewer stockouts.
Less wasted labor time all through that automation and better inventory control. It's framed as a strategic investment, really.
It absolutely is.
Okay, so to make all that work, the foundations need to be solid and crucially connected. We all know about the bill of materials, the recipe, basically. But ONU seems to treat it as more than just a list. It's dynamic, version controlled, handles complex BEMs.
Exactly. Simple, multi-level, phantom variants for configurable products. It becomes the central hub that feeds procurement, production, and yes, version control is key for managing changes.
So if the buy bomb is the what about the how and where?
That's where routings and work centers come in. A routing is the sequence of operations, how you build it, how long it takes. A work center is the place, machine, person, area where an operation happens.
Okay.
But in ODU, these aren't static lists. A routing combined with the real-time capacity of its work centers. That becomes your engine for dynamic scheduling, for spotting bottlenecks before they happen. It's a huge leap from old-school static plans.
Gotcha. So they're interconnected.
Deeply. What's fascinating here is how these foundational elements are not just lists, but deeply interconnected strategic assets, constantly feeding information back and forth.
And that connection also clarifies the difference between manufacturing orders, MOs, and work orders and WOs.
Right. Think of the MO as the main authorization, the master plan for a production run. The work orders, though, those are the specific tasks. They come from the MO's routing, get assigned to a specific work center. That's your execution layer. That's what you track in real time on the shop floor.
Makes sense. So with these building blocks, you can tailor your production strategy, make to stock for standard stuff.
Using reordering rules, master production schedules.
Or make to order for the custom jobs where production only starts when you get a sales order.
Minimizing inventory that way. ODU automatically triggers the MO, handles the procurement.
And because the data is real time, you can actually blend these
Oh,
or
it's cool.
switch between them more easily.
Yes, that flexibility is built in. But the real superpower, the ODU advantage, is that seamless two-way integration across the whole ERP system.
Not just modules sitting next to each other.
No, it's a living ecosystem.
Yep.
Manufacturing and inventory are always synced. Instant component reservations, smart replenishment.
Okay.
Manufacturing and quality moving from reactive to proactive, like we said, with checks in the workflow, real-time issue logging, trend analysis.
What about design changes?
That's manufacturing and PLM product lifecycle management. It manages engineering change orders, EQs. You could even have parallel BOM versions, apply changes smoothly to production.
And maintenance.
Proactive upkeep, automatic maintenance requests triggered by actual usage, not just a calendar. That cuts down unexpected downtime dramatically.
So this integration, it really changes how you use data. It's not just collecting numbers anymore.
No, it's about turning data into actionable business intelligence.
How do you measure that?
Well, a key metric Odoo helps unify is OEE, overall equipment effectiveness.
Right, OEE. Heard of that.
It pulls availability from the maintenance module, performance from tracking work orders against ideal times, and quality from the quality module, scrap rates, defects, etc.
All into one number.
Essentially, yes. It gives you a really clear picture. We connect this to the bigger picture. This is where Odoo truly empowers businesses to not just track, but continuously improve. You get clear, real-time visibility into cycle times, scrap, yield, all the things that directly impact your bottom line.
Okay, so wrapping up, Odoo Manufacturing, based on our sources, seems positioned as much more than just software. It's presented as a strategic tool.
Mm-hmm. Real-time visibility, automation you can configure, and that critical seamless integration.
All on one platform, potentially more cost-effectively than patching together old systems.
That's the idea.
And a successful implementation really sounds transformative, moving from constantly reacting,
putting out fires,
yeah, to being proactive, data-driven, a manufacturing powerhouse, essentially.
That's the potential, yes.
So, final thought for you listening. What does this actually mean for your operation? Think about this. What data could you unlock right now in your own processes to make that shift? To move from just reacting to proactively shaping things and really start thriving in this fast-moving market?